Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine. In this episode, we are going to talk about arousal. More specifically, we will see how arousal level is actually linked to our dog's physical skills and movement skills. While it does sound like quite an unlikely match, the arousal level and physical skills are actually intricately linked together. Let's see how that happens. Arousal really is a complex topic, with a wide range of different arousal states. But for the purpose of fitness work and the movement skills work, we will be largely focusing on two different arousal states, or mindsets as I like to call them. The first is optimal arousal, the best arousal level for doing the task at hand with high precision and focus, and we will be calling this the flow. And then there is over-arousal, arousal beyond the optimal range, resulting in poorer performance. We will be calling this the red. Let's give these two arousal states a closer look. What does it mean to be in the flow? The flow is an arousal state where the individual is, among other things, highly focused on the task at hand, so that your dog really is engaged in the training and focused on the cues and the task or exercise that you are asking him or her to do. Your dog is also not bothered with distractions, so that what's happening around them is not that relevant and they can actually easily focus on the task, as in the previous point, and are less distracted about food lying on the ground or maybe other dogs around them, and so on. When in the flow, then the individual or learner is also responding to cues quickly and with high precision, meaning that there's low latency in the response. And most importantly to us, the learner, while being in the flow, shows deliberate, controlled, and accurate movements, so that you can really see that your dog does know how his body moves while being in the flow mindset. In other words, the flow really is the best possible arousal level to perform the task at hand with focus, high precision, and low latency. And that sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? In fact, the flow is the arousal level we'd love our dogs to have during training and competing. It's often the arousal level that we imagine our dogs having when picturing the ideal training session or a competition run. However, the reality during our training or competitions may often be quite different than the flow we described above. We actually may get frantic and inaccurate movements, whining or barking, slow response to cues, maybe sniffing, disengaging, or maybe even our dog walking away from the training session. We can have a variety of stressing high or stressing low behaviors depending on your dog. In these cases, our dogs have actually drifted away from the flow arousal level and are now in the higher arousal state, being the red. It's the high arousal zone where the performance actually drops, meaning that we get less focus on the tasks, we get slow response to cues, frantic movements, and inaccurate movements. The flow mindset sounds pretty amazing, while the red sounds something like we'd like to avoid. And ideally, we really want our dogs to be in the flow mindset as much as possible. This is the mindset that makes training a joy, is the foundation of competing and getting high performance. By being in the flow mindset, our dogs can do the exercises with low latency, high precision, and with controlled movements. Being in the red, on the other hand, means that probably the training, exercises, or competitions won't go quite as planned. We'll have high latency, slow response to cues, low focus on the tasks, frantic movements with low precision. Being in the red or over-arousal mindset may mean that your dog will bark and whine, We'll do a different exercise than was cued. We'll make mistakes, take the wrong obstacle on the course, or maybe pull the jump bar down. And now it's time to talk about the links between the movement skills and the mindset. When we look at the arousal states from coordination and movement point of view, which arousal state looks like the good place to be? The flow or the red, the over-arousal state? And actually, it's written in the descriptions of the arousal states, where the flow is actually linked to controlled and deliberate movements with high accuracy and low latency. And the red, the over-arousal mindset, is linked to frantic movements with low accuracy and high latency. Coordination and movement skill training is actually all about being in the flow mindset. We can't develop movement skills while our dogs are in the red. The mindset and the ability to develop movement skills are actually intricately linked together, and you can't have one without the other. Having the flow mindset is crucial for coordination and movement skill training. And that may lead us thinking that we can actually solve over-arousal issues by doing more coordination and movement skill training with our dogs. While there may be some truth to it, and we will be talking about it in the upcoming episodes, I don't think we can expect coordination exercises to magically help solve over-arousal issues we are facing in our training. However, what we do need to consider is that arousal is a habit, and also being in the flow or the optimal arousal state is a habit. And that leads us to a fact that the more our dogs practice being in the flow mindset, the more it will become a habit and the more it will carry over to our sports training and training new exercises. The opposite is also true. The more our dogs are used to being in the over-aroused state of mind, the more likely it is to carry over to all of our training sessions. And the more likely it is to get the red mindset when teaching something new to our dogs. It has happened to me a couple of times that I've ignored the first signs of over-arousal kicking in during the training. Maybe a quiet whine somewhere, or inability to distinguish marker words. The arousal state gets linked to the exercise very quickly, and in the future training sessions, whenever I cue this specific exercise where over-arousal has kicked in, even a tiny bit, my dog goes straight to over-arousal mindset. It's a real nightmare to get rid of that, and we really want to be mindful about the arousal state our dogs are in and practice being in the flow as much as possible. And here's something to think about, especially when we talk about movement skills. When a lot of the training happens in the red, then it's very likely that the dog hasn't developed and will not develop good physical skills, good movement and good coordination skills. Why? Because being in the red means that the movements will not be high quality movements. They will be frantic, with low accuracy, low precision, and that's not how you develop good movement skills. And that's a huge problem. Good physical skills are what gives us high performance. They also help to protect the body from injuries. We lose all of these benefits if we don't manage to train physical skills in the flow mindset. And this is yet another proof that we cannot expect our dogs to develop their physical skills during sports training, especially if over-arousal tends to kick in our training sessions. Even when we aim to train sports exercises in the flow mindset, it is still a challenge with many dogs. We have to have a plan in place to make sure our dogs do develop good physical skills, good movement and coordination skills, so that they can actually perform at their best and develop skills to protect their own bodies during high demanding activities. And that's why we have fitness training and also coordination and movement skills training, separately from the sports exercises. How can coordination and movement skills exercises help your dog with his mindset? We'll discuss that in the next episode, next week. Thank you so much for listening. This was The Moving Canine, and I am Mari Valgma. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to get more information on this topic, go and check out the latest blog post at pipfitk9.com/blog. That is PIPFITK9 with a number. I hope you will have an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you again next Friday. Happy training!